Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. I am still with Lebo Mashile, who's my co-pilot. We're going to be doing this all the way until 10 today. And so she'll be dipping in, asking questions as well. But here's another story of the day. Colleen Makubele, you may remember her. She was a speaker in the city of Johannesburg, and she was also in COPE. And she's now moved to the MK party. She is on the line with us. Thank you so much, Ms. Makubele, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to the listeners out there. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So, you, after being booted by COPE, decided to move along and stay at SARA as an independent candidate and stay as the leader of SARA party. You were obviously looking to go into the elections and do well. I suppose, you know, you didn't do as well as you hoped to do, and you did come out to say you were questioning the results of the elections. Are you still, you know, where you left it off with us? Were you questioning the results of the elections?
Pimela, yeah, the results will always be in question because we've got strong evidence of vote rigging and things that didn't go right in terms of the counting and really considering all the votes that were put in. It's just unfortunate that we can't proceed with the case. Mm-hmm. And for many reasons, mm-hmm. you know, being out of time, costly, and of course you can't fight against an establishment that has moved so far as to announce the result, pronounce the president, and, you know, we're chasing after events, so it's futile.
Yeah.
So that remains there, but one has to move on, pick up and look at what the future holds.
SARA, as far as I understood it, was not a political party. It was a formation of political parties which were like-minded. Am I correct?
Indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we do remember part of why I ask you about the election results. Very soon after the election results were announced, there was a grouping alongside yourself, SARA, and others, MK Party, and the party led by Ace Makhashule and others, that were concerned about the results, and you, as a collective, raised your concerns. What I'm not sure about is if SARA is a grouping, why is it that the others, MK Party, like-minded parties, ATM and the like, were not part of SARA?
Look, at the time when we started, MK was not there. We were talking to the parties that were in the local government, mm-hmm. and we had spoken to almost all the parties that at the time were in the National Assembly, maybe with the exception of DA,
yes.
EFF, ANC, yeah. etc., the big five, so, IFP, but every other party we met with, from ATM to ACDP, APC, PAC, all of them,
mm-hmm.
and ATM, AIC, yeah. For various reasons, others didn't want to consider joining with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were those that felt our priorities were not what they wanted, especially, you know, the PAC, ATM was very strong on mm-hmm. land and other issues that we saw different at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up being six parties. COPE was one of them, NFP and ICM, I think just AIC and others at the time. I can't remember.
Sure.
And look, the foundation of SARA itself, you are correct, it was an alliance of different parties.
Mm.
But when COPE then fired me and others that were fired along with me, it changed the dynamics, you know, and I would not have left COPE at that time. You know, then you are forced to then proceed with SARA in a different shape. Some party stayed. NFP, I remember, pulled out because new leadership came in. They started to fight. AIC as well. There were issues with their leadership and other things that happened within the party. They had to pull out. You know, others stayed. So in terms of Mr. Makhoshula's party, he was never engaged, he was not part of us, he was not in existence. Maybe he was, but okay. he was not in council, in local government or in parliament at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, MK Party was not in
formed
existence
yet.
At the time, because we started July last year.
Mm.
MK only came
16th
in December.
Of December, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of dynamics happened.
I have to just tell you, I've got a co-pilot, Ms. Makubele, who is Lebo Mashile. You may know Lebo Mashile.
Hello.
So she's also here to ask you some questions. Go ahead, Lebo.
Oh, thank you so much. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Hello. I wanted to ask you, I've got two questions for you. The first one is, what has been the response of your previous constituency and your political partners? How have they received your choice to join the MK party?
It's been a mixture for some of them. Some have been positive, but for this reason, the introduction was very good because it gives a picture of what SWERA was all about, the consolidation of minority parties, if mm-hmm. I can put it in that way. Mm-hmm. And after the election results were announced and we started to talk with the 26 parties, it was at first before others decided, to go their own direction, and we started to talk with MK. MK expressed that they would like to consolidate all the different parties, almost a similar vision that SWERA had. Mm-hmm. And this conversation started 3 months ago. And when they explained this progressive front and patriotic front, and we kept having meetings to talk about it, it resonated with me personally because that was what SWERA was supposed to be about. I don't see logic anymore in 50, 60 parties, black parties, saying the same thing to the electorate, just wearing different T-shirts, everybody wanting to be a chief, to be a boss. It just doesn't make sense why we can't come consolidate with one voice, choose what are the priorities, send that particular message, allow to be led, allow others to lead. And that's what I think MK has positioned itself to be, in opening itself up to say we can be that platform. Various reasons, they can be that platform, because as SWERA, we must admit that we could not achieve that goal. Our results show at the polls, even that we could not, sustain the different parties that kind of fell off for various reasons. But the vision still remains. There has to be a consolidation of all of these smaller parties that are coming up so that we're able to address the issues that we are facing in our country. And we're all gunning for the same issues, whether it's unemployment, economy, inequality, land issues. We're all concerned about the same thing. We may have different ideas of how to tackle it, but we want the same results. And I think MK presents that platform, and they must be supported in that vision. If I believe in consolidation, I must be able to support MK when they're in a position to do that. And most of the people in SWERA understand that, and they are moving with. Those that are not coming with SWERA, it's not necessarily because they don't understand the vision. There's been a very strong narrative that is just drilled in people's heads around anti-personalities in this country, anti this party. And people can't even explain why they are anti this personality. Why this politics of we can work with this one but not that one, because, there's accusations of this and that, and people just run with it. And it's mainly that, not that there's anything wrong with the vision and the mandate that MK wants to drive as a party, but it's because they find issues with a particular personality. And I don't buy into that. Most don't buy into that, but I respect it, and they will proceed with SWERA.
In your press statement where you announced that you're joining MK, you say that the entire nation and the continent are looking to the MK party to restore respect for the dignity of Africans in the 21st century. Please forgive me if you were misquoted with the quote that I'm about to say, but I also read in another article that you where you were speaking very highly of former President Jacob Zuma, and you referred to him as Moses. I don't know if that's true or not, or if it was a misquote. Please forgive me if it was. But my question is, have you always been a supporter of President Jacob Zuma?
I've been a supporter of President Jacob Zuma, but when I was still with the ANC. But once I left the ANC, of course, I joined COPE and I went into a different direction. But I do believe what you have quoted is true. I've said that because I do believe that at some point, all of us thought the ANC was the party that is not only going to liberate the country, but also to ensure that as the disenfranchised people, those that were disadvantaged, etc., we are going to really get equality, equal opportunities, employment, those that want. You know, we're going to have self-expression and land and all of those things that were in the Freedom Charter. But none of that is happening, and you have seen that people have been disgruntled with the Liberation Party. And hence you see so many parties that have sprung up. They all came from the ANC, basically, because that was the only party at some point that all of us rallied behind. So to see all of these different fragmentations, it shows you that something is wrong with the base. And MK is presenting itself right now as that party that wants to bring back that hope to everybody to say, yes, we can have a party that still represents the aspiration, especially of the black child, of the Africans, and unite us all. And that is what the call that President Zuma, at least in the meetings that we've had with him, not as Zeta, but even as different parties that we've met over a couple of meetings, even the leadership of MK, that's really what they're gunning for. Not only political parties, but to even call on leaders, African leaders, that, you know, they feel they can add value into politics. They have skills, they've got experience, they can come in and be deployed wherever, you know, is possible for deployment. And they are calling on that, and which is unique, which must be commended. It's like you, if you're going to open a company today, and you open your company, you get a contract, you've got all of these possibilities ahead of you, but you don't have the right skills. There's nothing wrong to send out adverts. I'm looking for the best CEO. I need the best CEO, or I need the best technical people to come and help. Those that are available and willing, they come in and avail themselves, and you work with them. And that's what MK is trying to do in this consolidation. And we like that, we commend that.
Ms. Makubela, let me just be clear. Has now SARA collapsed into MK?
No. SARA has not collapsed into MK.
You're just moving as a bigger grouping.
SARA. Yes. All right. There are those that, look, you have to give people an opportunity. I've maybe have had 3 months to work out all of this and go through the motions and come to this decision. Okay. Some learned last week, some this week. So it's a process, yeah.
I mean, I you're absolutely right. There's no need to speak about the personalities if that's not how you decided and made your decision. You want to speak about policy. You want to speak about the vision. Let's talk a little bit about that vision and some of the policies presented. And obviously, there is no constitution. MK Party has not given us a constitution. They haven't had a conference. So we're working off what we hear off the cuff. By way of what we've been hearing and some of the things we're hearing MK Party would like to do, they did have a manifesto that spoke about children who are pregnant young girls who would be sent to Robben Island. It's not the first time. Former President Jacob Zuma also mentioned that again recently. Just maybe help me understand, in your view, how that's going to help the girl child, the black girl child.
Look, I've had that, and even myself as Sarah, we've had policies where we said, let's give guns to women, you know, to protect themselves. But the basis of how we came together, even with different parties, we said, look, we've got all our ideologies and ideas, but what is the priority that can bind us together? What is it that really matters the most right now? We know unemployment, the youth of this country, there's crime, there's the economy that needs to be sorted. And we agreed on the core of what we must focus on. I, as Colleen, can have ideas to say, yes, let's give guns or let's take pregnant women to death. But when we come together as a collective and consolidate and want to push these particular priorities, we surrender all of that to focus on the collective. And that's what the attraction is all about. Nobody is hell-bent on what is it that we presented when we're out on the campaign trail. We sat down, we said, if we come together, this should be
Makubela,
the focus.
Would you really,
all of us.
Would you really surrender the livelihood of a young black girl to be sent to Robben Island? It's something that you would be happy to surrender on?
In a country where child rape is increasing, in a country where the number of girl children under the age of consent, under the age of 13, who are being impregnated, actually raped, is increasing, and we're not calling these interactions, these crimes, rape by what they are. We're seeing young women who are being coerced into sexual relationships for survival. And how do you reconcile that with a progressive agenda for Black people in this country?
Look, I think perhaps you are misunderstanding what I'm saying to you. I myself, if you look at our manifesto and what I stood for very strongly on those issues, and I'm saying that I don't abandon them as issues that I will carry forward. But when you come into a collective and want to agree on what is it that will bind us together, you know, there are those that perhaps are very strong on the gay agenda as well, which is important for some people as well, you know, in terms of where the society is going, etc. We don't dispute that. Those that are strong on this and that. But we sat together to say, in terms of us here, what is it that can be a binding factor so that we don't focus on where we differ on different issues, on how to tackle them? We know crime is a problem. GBV is a huge problem. We have different ideas of how to tackle it, but we know that it's important for us to tackle it and curb it and stop it once and for all. And those solutions are going to come from all of us collectively. So even if they're presented sending people to Robben Island, we may not agree on sending that, but we may have an idea to say this is how we are going to solve it collectively as this consolidation. And that's what I'm saying to you. Instead of like what we are talking about now, it's precisely what breaks up Black parties, because you want to focus on the different hows instead of focusing on this is the issue. If we are going to find a solution, let's leave what our thoughts were. Let's now workshop how we can tackle it and agree on that method. Because the destination is the same. We may differ. You want to take a flight, you want to take a bus, you want to, you know, ride a bicycle, but the destination is to curb it. What is the best way that can unite us as we curb it, but not divide us, but wanting to solve the same issue?
Let me push you quickly, Ms. Makubele, because of time. You say you've been engaging with the party for some time. Have they promised you a position?
No, I have not been promised a position, and they have not promised, as far as I know, the different parties that may even come, even after myself and Sarah, have not been promised position. Right. But what we've agreed on is the collaboration, the unity, and how we're going to tackle the politics of this nation and just bring the different skills to one table. And for once, in our lives as Black people, let's unite and really show a strong, excellent force together.
Really appreciate your time. Colleen Makubele, new member of MK Party.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.